echoey in here, man.
I didn't hear
it's like
it
I'm
that
in
time.
A, it's like I'm in the Grand Old Opry by myself.
Oh, I thought it was like you were in some cavern, you know, right down by the water.
Hannibal Lecter?
Maybe.
Yeah. Or what's some other one who was in a cavern?
I thought like maybe you did some like crazy rock climbing and then there was like this secret spot that you had to like crawl under to get to the special magical water that's crystal blue, even though you're in sort of the side of a mountain.
And then my arm got stuck like James Franco.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, let's go with that versus just an empty room. That yours sounds better. Hello and welcome to episode 506 of the Two Hosers Photo Show. My name is Alan in Tübingen, Germany. With me, as always, is
Adam in Vancouver.
You sound less echoey than I do, Adam. It's really getting to me.
I feel like it's just my voice is nicer than yours. It's just easier on the ears. Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah.
I'd argue that if I could. So I tore out the floor in my office. As we talked about last week, I told you I bought new flooring, right?
Right. Yeah. Or you were in the process of buying it. I don't know if you actually had it last time.
Oh, I bought last time we recorded. Yeah, I think I had it.
Okay. All right.
I don't know now.
I remember you getting super mad because some dude didn't want to sell you it, but.
Oh yeah. Okay. That's right. Well, since then I went somewhere else and just bought it.
And that may have happened too, but I might not have been listening when you bought it, so.
Yeah. It's reasonable. Totally reasonable.
I liked it better when the guy was rude to you and you didn't buy it.
That was more fun.
Yeah.
From that standpoint. No, we talked about it and then you said, hey, are you installing it yourself? And yes, so I did. So it turns out when you're going to put the, you have to tear the old floor out.
Right.
You don't have to. Some people like put it on over the existing floor, but I don't understand that. Like if the existing floor was any good, I would just leave it. So obviously there's something wrong with it.
Right.
So I'm going to pull it out.
Right.
So I pulled that out after we recorded last week, pulled that out, which was no fun. And then, kind of fun. I'll be honest. It was kind of fun.
Okay.
And then put in the new floor.
Okay.
I finished up, 2 days ago or something like that. But point is, I have not put the furniture back in yet. So, like, I'm sitting in a completely empty room, which is not true because I'm in the room.
Mm-hmm. Why haven't you put the furniture back?
I don't like it. I'm getting new furniture.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
Yeah. So, I have a desk that is terrible, and I hate it. And if anybody wants to buy it, I'm going to sell it. So, I did a worse sale.
Yeah, I was going to say good sales pitch.
Yeah, it's worse than that guy at the floor store. But I'll probably just give it away. It actually comes with a nice sort of like filing cabinet kind of attachment. So I don't know. Not the point. Point is, I don't like it. So I'm gonna build a whole new like built-in kind of cabinet desk bookshelf system.
Okay.
But not today.
Right.
So point being, I'm sitting in an empty room and it is really really echoey.
Okay, that was a long way to get to there.
Yeah, well, I said it a minute ago, but the echo had to bounce back. So, but the good news is the floor looks excellent, though.
Okay, and now it's the focal point with nothing else in there.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is. So, but I haven't done the baseboards yet, but just letting you know, we're getting there. We're getting, so the point is, I put down my first wood floor. It's the click. You know what the click method is? The click floor? I don't know what it's called. Click and lock?
Sure. Yeah, I know. Yeah. I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
Once you get started, pretty easy. I highly recommend doing it yourself next time.
Okay. It's probably never going to happen, but I understand. I heard it from others that it's not that difficult. It's not worth the frustration to me. I'd rather have someone else do it.
You're not wrong. I do appreciate that. I mean, you still have to have some of the tool. Like, you still have to have a miter saw, which I do. I have that, obviously. So, like, that was one step. ahead. And honestly, I couldn't have done it without a table saw as well. So you kind of need a table saw to make it happen. So there's that.
Cool.
And over here, I'll give you the most difficult part is over here, like we have like the radiator heaters, like you do in some of the old apartments in Vancouver.
Sure, yeah.
That's what we have here. So you have the two pipes going into the floor. Well, you have to account for those and the wood floor. So that becomes a little bit of a mission. That took me like half the time it took me to do the whole floor was just navigating those and making those look proper.
Right.
Once you get out of the way of that, oh man, you're off to the races.
Sweet. So now you're it's all done. All the flooring you were intending to lay down in all the different places is laid down, or just your office?
No, just the one. I wanted to do a test run, first of all, to see what kind of floor we liked. And so it's not a very big room. So when I did it, you know, when I say, oh, I did it in a day, it's not that impressive because it's, you know, whatever it was, it's like 100 square feet.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not like, oh my goodness, that's a new league record. You did that.
Right.
However, my 6-year-old son was helping me, so that did not speed things up.
Okay.
Yeah. Are you sure you want to juggle?
He was on the saw. I saw the picture.
Yeah. So I included a couple photos in there. My son took that one of me. I made sure he snapped. Figured, oh, you better get one of me. Somewhat smiling, I guess. There I am, mid floor lay.
Mm-hmm. I see you, picture of your daughter in the background on the wall. That. Your number one photo of ever.
That's right. Yeah. That is up there. And then, there's a shot of my son with the saw, which, I thought would be cute, but some combination of the look on his face and those glasses, I'm not loving it.
Yeah. He still has all his fingers though. He's posing his hand in a nice,
his hand's off to the side.
No, but he's basically like, hey, look, got my fingers still, even though I've got this saw here.
Yeah. No, I don't let him use it by himself. only like, so you can see the saw is not actually, the blade is not actually spinning.
Right. You're trying to, you know, the German Child Protection Services might be listening. So you better.
That does not exist. That department does not exist here.
Tread carefully. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I wanted to have a shot with, you know, with the full eyes and ears safety on there, of course.
Right.
But now I'm looking at it. I'm looking at those glasses and it's like, you know, when you're watching an episode of Dateline NBC and it's like the wrestling coach turned bad or something and something. that's the look he's got with that kind of goofy smile. And I was like, oh man, can we do this again?
Yeah. Nice.
Look better. Look, yeah. But anyways, that was it. That was the floor part. Amazon. I bet you could buy a floor on Amazon. I didn't look.
You probably can. I've not looked either.
It's if you go and do, click through our site and help us out. We appreciate it.
Why not?
I don't know why you wouldn't buy it on it. You know what the trick is, and this is where first time out, I feel like I was uber successful.
Okay.
You don't want to buy too much floor.
Okay.
You don't want to buy not quite enough floor.
Mm, yeah, that would be a problem too.
So I bought the proper number of boxes. I had one plank left over.
And I mean, you never know too. You might, you know, have an accident where you wreck a board or something. So it's never a bad thing to have, you know, a little bit left over.
You should have a little bit left over. And I was a little bit concerned about that. That's why I like, you know how they say you measure twice, cut once. I measured like 19 times on some of them.
Okay.
Especially the end pieces, because I didn't start with a full plank. I started with a smaller version so I could accommodate for the heater. So I had to rip that on the table saw down to size. And boy, did I measure that one 95 times.
Cool.
There you go. Cut once. All right. What is going on, Adam?
Back to school. So yeah, that's big here. School's gonna.
Did you have like a? Do the kids have like a back to school party where everybody shows up and then you shoot off fireworks that makes the shape of the number of the grade they're going into?
No, but now I feel bad for not thinking about that because that's awesome.
Like a grade reveal party.
Yeah.
And then like at the end of the year, like you could have a fail reveal party. So like if your kid fails, they could just light up and go, oh, grade 8 again.
Yes. Yeah. That would be pretty, you know, awesome and demoralizing at the same time.
Yeah. That'd be excellent. The reason I bring it up is did you see the gender reveal party that started the forest fire?
No.
Yeah. So you know how basically all the world's on fire, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, so one of the fires apparently was set. Somebody had a gender reveal party.
Okay.
You know what that is, right?
Yeah, yeah. You just kind of do it like a live stream of like, oh my gosh, we bit into the cupcake and it's blue.
Right. No, but people, I guess they have people come over and then you throw a party. Like, could you imagine? Oh, yeah, yeah.
Like a baby shower, like version of this where you know, whatever, pop the balloon and something flies out or, yeah.
Like, could you imagine if, I mean, assuming not flying across the pond, I mean, but like if we're all living in Vancouver, if I put the word out, no corona, of course, and I was like, hey, Adam, I need you and Lisa to come over. We're having a big party and we're going to reveal the gender of our baby that's not even born yet. I would hope you would come to that party and when you arrived, you would punch me right in the neck. That would be the proper response.
I'm going to say that I wouldn't come. So like, I don't have the motivation to even come to the party to punch you in the neck. I just would, there would be a no response. Like in all honesty, that would be my move. It's like, yeah, just don't respond to that.
I feel like I would go and then just continue to mock it during the party until the mom cried.
Yeah, that's more your that, and again, I agree with you. I feel like you would do that. That's
I would be in the right.
No, I'm not saying you're not in the right. I'd love to say that I would, you know, be motivated enough to do that.
Yeah.
And then I would sit at home and watch basketball.
So how was the party? I was good. Yeah, it went off. Blue smoke everywhere. And then Alan whizzed all over it. So it was good for a while.
Yeah.
And then excellent.
I'm pretty sure no one would invite you to their gender reveal party.
I think I would get a lot of invites to gender. Like, it'd be like a roast, like a gender reveal roast.
Right.
That would be better. But honestly, to all the people thinking of having a gender reveal party, remember, there are 7 billion people in the world.
Mm-hmm. That's a lot.
Yeah, so I'm just saying, like, that's right now. I don't mean ever, like, right physically right now.
Right.
So, how special is your kid? not special.
Right, good plan. Like, let's really just instill that into all parents, all new parents.
Yeah.
Okay.
I can't tell if you're joking.
Fair enough. I'm kind of mocking you a little bit. Like, I feel like you're saying that out of one side of your mouth, but at the other side of your mouth, you generally feel like your kids are the most special people on the planet. So
to me,
that's true.
Me only. I don't put them on a pedestal like, hey, everybody, honestly, look at this.
Let's not squash the enthusiasm of new parents completely, though. I know I get where you're going, and I completely understand what you're saying. I'm not on board with gender reveal parties, but I'd prefer this side of the enthusiastic scale versus not giving a crap about your kids at all. So let's be careful to say,
you mean like Jack Bender's parents. Johnny.
I just feel like there's far probably too much apathetic parents, and so I'm not going to squash the enthusiastic ones. I'm like, do what you need to do, like, you know, treat your kids well. So that's where I'm saying, let's not squash their enthusiasm.
No, but what I'm saying is, when my wife was pregnant the first time, and then we had to go to those birth classes, and then we had to go visit the hospital ahead of time so we could prepare for what was going on,
right?
And you don't just go. It was not just the two of us. There was a whole they get a whole bunch of pregnant people, and and they all come together, and it's like a big seminar thing, right?
Yeah.
And I've not been more bored in my life, and everyone had a bunch of questions. Oh, what about this? What about this? And I just wanted to yell out, hey, really? There are 7 billion people. Don't worry, it'll work out. Don't worry about it. Like, and there's going to be a doctor there. Don't worry.
I'm sure they all appreciated your direction.
It worked out for them. Like, when they said, anybody, do you have any questions? I was like, I literally have no questions.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I'm not driving this boat.
Right.
Okay. Yeah. So wherever we go, I'm good. I'm good with it. Okay.
All right.
More thoughts for you. I want to know your thoughts on something else. I was going to be longer, but we've kind of gone long on the gender reveal.
Okay. All right.
Dentistry.
Okay. I think
do you go to the dentist?
I go to the dentist. Yeah. Important.
How often?
Every 6 months. Like they tell me okay. to. Yeah. I'm good with that.
That's what I'm getting at though. So what? They tell you every year, they tell you here every year, once a year is fine, they say.
Sure.
Which is fine in Canada too, but.
I'd rather go every 6 months.
Yeah, that's fine. You would. Oh yeah, the dentist is delightful.
No, I don't love it, but I'd rather go every 6 months than every year. It just ends up being a little less of an issue for the amount of time I have to spend there. So I'm kind of on the, I'll break it up halfway and then I don't have to spend as long in the chair. That's sort of how it ends up working, right?
Mm, yeah, I guess.
That's how I feel about it. I've missed an appointment before and then it just ends up taking twice as long and I'm not cool with that. So I'd rather go and spend less time in the chair.
That's why I mow my lawn twice a year.
Sure. Yeah, same thing.
Same thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. That, if you do it once, forget it. It takes you forever. Yeah, so that I get. So the point is I'm pro dentistry. I like it. I like having good strong teeth.
Right.
But I always kind of wonder whenever I go there, and I had to really inform my wife on this because I always tell her like, hey, who's paying whom here? They act like they're paying you, the dentist.
They do?
Well, sure. You show up for a 4:30 appointment. What time do you get in the chair? 4:30?
Is it bad where you are?
No, I actually have a decent, well, my dentist is fine. He's fine.
I'd say on average at our dentist, you wait 10 minutes. It's not a big deal. Okay. So if you're trying to get me to say I have to wait a long time for that, then it's not the case.
I'm not trying to get you to say anything.
Okay. If you want me to agree with you though, I feel like where you're going here is that it takes a really long time for you to get in the chair. Is that true?
Possibly. No. Like, well, I have had a couple incidents here and I've had bad dentists in the past and I've had one really good dentist. She was excellent in Richmond.
Okay.
And maybe she's your dentist. I don't know.
Maybe
that's why. Maybe you're going to her and that's why it's awesome. She was actually fantastic. But what I'm saying is that like they always behave like they're paying you and like especially with the flossing. That's the part that really rubs me. I'm not getting any traction here with this because you don't get flossing shame, do you?
No, you do. You get if you haven't flossed enough, and I think it's all dependent on whether you're teeth are tight spaces or not. Cause I hear a lot of people sort of say like that they never floss at all. And their dentists is like, oh my gosh, you must've been flossing so much. Like there's like, you know, nothing here. And they kind of chuckle and like, yeah, I never floss. And so this topic of conversation has come up. Whereas I feel like I floss, you know, pretty regularly. And I have very tight space. I break the floss off a lot and blah, blah, blah. But anyways, the dentist sometimes is like, are you flossing enough? And I feel like I do. So I think it's all over the map.
Because obviously when I was younger, I probably didn't like, you know, I was the
I
guy
didn't floss didn't. When I was younger. Yeah.
No. You floss half an hour before you go to the dentist. Yeah, and you show that up. That was, you know, like your gums look like a scene out of the platoon. And you're like, yeah, no, I've been flossing. You're like, yeah, on the way here.
Yeah.
Like what's like the finale of Jaws here, dude? What are you doing? So no, I don't do that. I'm an adult now, and so I floss. I would say regularly, like not. They said, oh yeah, you gotta floss twice a day.
No,
it's like, well, that's not gonna happen.
Yeah, yeah.
That's not so. But so the new hygienist. She was a million years old, but she was. I'd never seen her before, and so she was kind of asking me like, oh yeah. Like, do you know what tonsida is? And I was like, I don't know what that. I don't know what you're talking about. Tonsida. And but she has a mask on, right? Because we have the coronas hill.
Yeah.
And so she she's not really speaking excellent German, and I can't understand her. And I was like, no, I don't know what that is. And then she basically just says, like, how long have you lived in Germany? And it's like 13 years almost. And so she was like horrified that I didn't speak good enough German. And I was like, no, you're you speak the not good German. And so then she gets it out and shows me. I was like, oh yeah, dental floss. I know that. I know that's on Saturday. Yeah, sure, fine. And then she's just berating me. No, you. It's important. It's important that you floss. I'm like, I do floss. And she's just won't let up.
Yeah.
She won't, like, she just won't let it go.
She's like, there's no way you floss. I've looked in your mouth and there's no way you floss.
Yeah. And I was like, no, no. Like, I trust me. Like, I keep dental floss in the car. And that's a true story because I can't stand it if you ever need floss and don't have it. And so, you know, only when you're a passenger though, not when you're driving.
Right. But yeah.
Point is, so I'm just like, just won't let up, won't stop. And at one point, like, so she's doing the cleaning where they take the metal pick and jam it in your gums over and over again until you start crying.
Sure.
You know that cleaning, right?
Yeah, yeah.
That might be a German thing, but
yeah, they're not really doing that right now. But anyways, continue. I'm going to say
okay,
yes.
Okay, so she's doing that. Yeah, and then she keeps yelling, "Is it safe? Is it safe?" That is a deep, deep German reference.
It just sounds funny. I have no idea what you're talking about.
Yeah, it's a movie.
Okay.
I'll be just interested to hear A, if anyone's still listening, or B, if they know what the movie is. But anyways, so she's doing a little pick thing, and then right in the middle, like, so I during that time, I just close my eyes and let them go nuts. I don't like to get involved, stare into the light like a moron. And so then she kind of tells me to open my eyes, and then she shows me a little bit of that she picked off from my teeth. Like, here's why you have to floss.
It's like, it's a diamond.
Yeah. Yeah, and so no, it was part of the dinner we had at my wedding. So it was, to be fair, it was 11 years ago. So anyways, but it's, and she just won't let. She like made me open my eyes to see you're not flossing enough. And I was like, it was everything I could do to just not snap and just say, look, you're 40 pounds overweight. Like, are we gonna sit here and berate each other and just lecture each other? Because, okay, I let it go.
Good. I see that you've let it go. Yeah.
Yeah. I let it go. I went back today. That's, I just got back from the dentist. I had to go back for a little follow-up and get a couple of fillings replaced.
Yeah. I thought you were going to say, cause you had to finish the cleaning. Like, there was just
No. They did the cleaning.
Too much.
No, it was, yeah, I was like, yeah, that's a par four, man. You got to come back.
We don't have enough time today. We're losing daylight.
Yeah, forget that. No, so I had to get a couple of fillings replaced, and so I didn't want to get the shot because I knew I'd be numb for the show, and so I just sucked it up.
Oh yeah, you wouldn't want that.
Do it. No, he just drilled them out without the numbing.
Nice.
I win.
Yeah, you're the winner.
All right. All right. Were you done with your school story?
I think so. It's officially today is the first day for Jack. So
all right.
nothing to reveal in terms of how things are going.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. Well, yeah, my kids go back on Monday, so we'll discuss that.
Okay.
Let's discuss school next week because we kind of blew it all with gender reveal and dentists.
Yeah, yeah, we did.
Yeah, yeah. So there's that. I'm just saying, like, the dentists.
Oh no, you're not. You're doubling down. You just said we were
done.
No,
but it's both a service and a business, though, isn't it?
Right. Sure.
Like, so I've had dentists who are looking to sell you everything under the sun.
Right.
And those are the worst. Right.
Yeah.
So is like I'm just saying, like isn't it a bit of a conflict when you go in there with your mouth and they sell mouth things? They're going to try to sell you all the mouth things because they like skiing at Whistler.
Right. Yeah.
So it's not even, I'm not even saying it's a nefarious thing. It's just built into, well, his mouth was there, and so I sold him some braces. Right. It's what I do. You came to a brace, you brought your mouth to a brace salesman.
Right.
Okay. Like, if you walked into Cyclone Taylor's with a I Heart Hockey shirt, they're going to try to sell you some skates.
Right.
It's just reasonable.
Yes.
Okay. We'll sort that out next week.
Okay.
And then you know what else we'll talk about next week? Because I went long and I didn't get a chance to formulate all my thoughts on it.
Other things you hate about dentists. top 10.
Yeah. More so just orthodontists in particular.
Okay. All right.
No. I got, we got a very nice letter and a gift from a listener this week.
Okay.
Well, you didn't yet. Yours is on the way.
Oh, did you send it?
No. Okay. But on the way, by the time this airs, it'll maybe be on the way. I've been busy.
Yeah. No, I gotcha. No.
Yeah. Well, I sent something to somebody else like a month ago in Vancouver and it took a month. So
nice.
Either so way.
I should see it by next summer.
Yeah. Well, ideally, I think the ideally I would have brought it to you in November, but that's not going to happen. I don't believe that job's going to happen this year.
Right.
Did I say that? I must have said that last week.
I think you did. Yeah. I think you said that you didn't think it was happening.
So yeah, now Corona's hitting me personally. Hitting you now. Now it's hitting you personally because I would just drop this off at your door.
Right.
But
blame Corona. Late. Yeah, blame Corona.
Yeah, yeah. And it's actually a 5-pack of dental floss too.
Nice.
So you could probably just get that at the PharmaSave.
Yeah, I think I can get that.
You probably order Shoppers. You'd be fine. Let's talk about that next week because I want to give it enough time because it was very, very thoughtful and excellent. I just don't want the listener in question to think that we forgot and didn't mention it. So we'll bring that up.
It's a big gift reveal episode.
Yeah, we'll do it. I'm not going to do like a big gift reveal about it, but I am going to go set a forest on fire.
Sure. Yeah, I mean, might as well. While you're at
it. Just for the fun.
You know what? You know who would appreciate this? Let's get all the, you know, photographer-related people together, right? We could maybe call Don and see if you can get Chris on the horn. And like, let's let them sit through what we got as a present from a listener. Maybe Amber, like whoever you can think of that would love to hear about what you got.
Okay.
Yeah. Do you think they'd now be into talking. That? Yeah. And then we could set the forest on fire after that.
Yeah. That sounds perfect. Okay. We'll do that. That's next week. Tune in. 507 is going to be a humdinger. I'll tell you that.
Right. Okay.
All right. Reminder, monthly challenge is window light. That's the monthly challenge for September. Hashtag that Two Hosers monthly challenge. Hashtag Hey Hosers on the Instagram. And we'll talk about that at the beginning of October.
Great.
October. Yeah. October. How's that? Has Halloween been canceled where you are yet?
I don't know. I haven't heard much talk about it. Although, I did see, like, you know how, I don't know if they have this in Germany, but you probably are aware of it in Canada. And I'm assuming the same thing happens in the US, is that they have like a Halloween company that like they do like pop-up stores, but they just lease like empty retail space. And they usually do it, you know, kind of 2 months out of Halloween because that's when all of their sales occur. And they just basically get a big store space that's not occupied. And they just have that as the Halloween store. I did see pop-up Halloween store in a big plaza in Richmond. So
okay.
I guess they think it's going to be a thing. I imagine this is going to be their lowest sales year ever. So yeah, interesting, but I did see it. So we'll see. Yeah.
I mean, what would be the big costume this year?
I think there'd be a lot of masks regardless of what
the
choice costume is. Like everything will include some sort of face shield.
Yeah. Welder. Everyone's going as a welder this year.
Yeah. Full welding mask. Yeah.
All right. Look forward to that.
Yeah.
Did you shoot anything interesting this week?
No. Is that
different? You should start. Yeah.
Things are now busy. Like all of a sudden there's activities going on. So yeah, I'm finding like my time is occupied. I'm also working 5 days a week now. And it seems like every time I have a moment of free time, there's, you know, kids stuff to go to. So yeah. Hockey started up this week. So a lot of protocols, but there is hockey. They're in cohorts and the whole thing. So that started yesterday. So hopefully
the kids got to show up in skate guards, right?
Yeah. They have to be fully dressed and they kind of like no parents can come into the rink. So they just have basically the assigned people who handle the sessions. And then you just kind of, you know, get them ready in the parking lot or I guess at home. And then they just, they even wear their face mask, not their hockey mask, but like an actual face mask to enter and leave the building. Like it's a lot of protocols. And again, I'm, you know, if it helps them stay on the ice, I'm okay with whatever they put in place. So, fingers crossed that,
they're not allowed in there.
No, the parents aren't allowed in the rink. They do have a pub upstairs that has separate access that if your kid happens to be on one rink or two rinks, there's two rinks that can be visualized from sort of an upstairs area. If your kid happens to be on one of those rinks, you can go upstairs and have a drink at the bar because it's a restaurant slash bar and watch your kid if they happen to be on that rink. Otherwise, like you just wait in the parking lot.
Wow.
Yeah. But again, I think everyone's happy with, hey, let's keep them active. And if protocols in place allow it to happen and be safe, then I'm okay with that. I don't need to watch everything. I'd rather than have that opportunity than, you know, be on the couch at home. So
do you have to sit in the parking lot though, or can you leave?
You can't leave. No, but it's only an hour ice time. So it's not that big.
You really can't leave?
No, that's part of the safety thing. If there was going to be an issue, there has to be a parent guardian or someone who's kind of looking out for them on behalf of that kid in close proximity. So no, you can't just drive away and come back.
Oh no.
But that's an hour. How big of a deal is that?
Otherwise, so you have to go out in the parking lot and talk to the other parents though.
No, they don't even want you really doing that. They don't want you congregating. So you kind of do your own thing. The first ice time was yesterday and Jack was on an ice that I could visualize. So I just went upstairs and had a beer and watched the ice time. So that was good. But that just happened to be two out of six rinks are visible from upstairs. So he was on one of the visible rinks. So it worked out
yesterday. Is it still called Stanley's?
Yeah, Stanley's Pub. Yeah.
Yeah, been there forever.
They're going to be thrilled about the endorsement that they just got a big push. They just got a big push.
Yeah, they're a sponsor. Also, Dr. Jeffries, DDS, he's a sponsor. He also owns Stanley's though, so it's a twofer. But okay.
All right.
Yeah, my wife actually got tested this week.
Okay.
No reason other than the fact that they just said, hey, how about, she's a teacher. And so they said, hey, how about all teachers will pay. You guys go down and get tested before the school year starts.
Okay.
So it was kind of a waste of time. She just was negative and that was that.
Yeah.
But I mean, I guess if you know, we're going to find out ahead of time, see how things are on the way in and see what happens during the school, I guess.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. As we said, we'd talk about school.
Sure. There you go.
Next week. Yeah. All right. I did shoot something interesting. I think it's interesting. You tell me this picture of Tubingen.
Okay. I saw it and I think it's interesting. I mean, I've seen this shot or similar to it, from you.
It's your postcard shot in Tubingen.
Yeah. You've taken this photo,
before. Never this good, man.
I don't know that it's never this good. This is definitely cool because you just got, you know, the right light to make it more interesting. Like you got the, you know, the clouds and just the way the light's coming through, it's really lighting up the building. So the colors really pop and you got lots of good contrast. So no, it's a good shot. I like it.
And you can see the silhouette of the boat in the very bottom left.
Sure.
Now I'm not pumping my own tires. What I am here to say is I took this with my iPhone.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have a good iPhone either. It's not like I have one of the fancy iPhone 11s like you.
No, and again, I don't know that, you know, it would have been much different on any one of those phones. This is good light. And
it is, and
I feel like, you know, you go back to probably the iPhone, I don't know, 5 or 6, and they're so good that you could take this photo given the right set of circumstances.
And yeah, I did take this with the Lightroom app and took it on like the raw DNG setting, so I could then have a little more flexibility,
a little more wiggle room, right?
Which I didn't really need. I did a little bit, maybe a little bit of tweaking with the exposure, like, but nothing to write home about. Like this is generally basically all I did was I tapped on that the second yellow building in from the right hand side, like the lighter yellow building, told it that's what you exposed to. And the camera pretty much nailed it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's good.
Good job. Good job, Apple. I guess I'll just quit being a photographer if we can just do this.
Yeah.
So, yeah, so that's what I shot. That was somewhat not interesting to you, but you know.
Sure. Still. Yeah, I like it. Nice, really nice light. You know, this is oh, one yeah. of the. You see this, and you're like, "Yeah, I need to take a photo." Like, this is just
yeah
great, great yeah. light.
Yeah, even like you said, even though I've taken this photo of, you know, number of times in different settings, because this is the ultimate tubing in photo. This mm-hmm. or right to the just right out of frame on the right hand side is the bridge, the Neckar Brücke. That's the Neckar River. And that's the on the right. I'm standing on the Neckar Insel, the island in the Neckar. Everything's Neckar there. The pub's called the Neckar Müller. Go figure. Mm-hmm. But the on the bridge, looking down towards this direction, you can see the church tower, and then like the other, what do you call it, Holderlin term in the background. That is the other tubing in picture that everyone takes when they're in town. But this is probably the favorite one I've ever taken, and again with the phone. So nice. There you go. All right, photo challenge this week is what was it? Oh yeah, back to school.
Mm-hmm.
So I was originally going to shoot mine of Rodney Dangerfield, but he's dead.
That's tragic.
Triple Lindy killed him.
Too soon.
You've never seen Back to School, have you?
I've seen it a million times, and I know it's the dive. It's that like magical the
Triple Lindy,
the magical dive that he does. Yeah, I just didn't think it was that okay. funny. If I was supposed to lie.
Okay, no, that's fine. That's fine. I get it.
I had a phase, probably, I don't know, whatever grade I would have been in when that movie came out, where I must have seen that movie like 15 times.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know why. It wasn't even really that good or anything, but it was just the right age where it sang to me somehow. And maybe it was the only movie I had or owned, or I don't know, my friend owned it, but I watched it a lot.
Okay.
Yeah.
Back to School. So you took two. Let's start with yours.
I did. I took, well, of course, I had to take one of each child. So that was.
Oh, make me look bad. Okay. Well,
I don't know if your timing wise wasn't exactly your, you know, back to school time for you though, right? So,
no.
So I felt like my kids both said, I said, hey, I need to take a back to school photo. Will you guys do one? And they both agreed that it was sort of a tradition thing. So they complied. So I got one of each of them, just kind of set them in the backyard. Sort of late morning and open shade, a little bit of bounce from the sun coming through and hitting the house and kind of reflecting back. And yeah, just nice simple background. Again, took 10 seconds to set this up, and I probably took 10 photos of each of them and just picked one. So really, really easy. I didn't have to do any lighting or anything, just good light at the right time of day.
And you took this with my iPhone, which is cool.
Yeah. So this is actually the 85 millimeter on, I don't know, 2.5, 2.8, something like that.
I like the one of your son better simply because of the backpack.
Yes. And I took one with my daughter with the backpack too, and I just didn't like it as much, and neither did she. And also, my son smiles more natural in this one. My daughter smiles just seems a little bit more forced. That's my impression.
She knows this is going on the Instagram, so she's doing it.
Yeah, and again, my son's just seems like natural, which is rare for him. His smile almost never looks this good and natural. So right. I agree. This is a good one of my son.
Well, plus your daughter is going to be one of the cool kids and make one of the dorky kids carry her backpacks, right?
Maybe she will.
This is accurate.
Yeah, I hope not.
Good for her.
Hope she doesn't do that.
Hope she's not a mean girl.
Yeah, I hope not.
I don't think she will be.
I don't think Come so on. Either. Yeah.
No, this is a testament to picking out a nice background, great light, making it simple. I went the other way. I had to complicate mine a little bit because, again, we were not ready for back to school yet. However, so my son was home. Well, my daughter was at horse camp today, and then I had my son, and the whole morning we were doing stuff, and I said, okay, great. Like today, like I gotta take a photo of you for the, that was his answer.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, buddy, come on. I need a photo. Oh, do I have to? No, you do not. So my daughter got home. I went and set up in her room at her desk, and, I got all set up. Like this is three lights. I lit this. And so I wanted, you know, full effort for back to school, right?
Sure.
And the photo challenge, of course.
Yeah.
As soon as I get set up and then, my, you know, I get bring my daughter up, my son, Well, were you taking my picture, Dad? No. Well, why not?
Mm-hmm. Left out now.
That's why. That's why. You did this.
Teach you a lesson. Yeah.
Yeah. I made him go to the dentist, even though he didn't have to go. It's like, there you go. You learned up. So anyway, so I, yeah, this is three lights. Pulled the desk out from the wall a little bit, just so I can get in behind and get some perspective. There's a light kind of shining on the background, and just to kind of fill up that empty space there. Not empty, but it would be kind of dead. There's a little hair light on her, camera left, and then the key light is in an umbrella, camera right.
Okay.
Key light's quarter CTO. The light on the background is a quarter CTB, which is it's hard to discern. And then the hair light is bare, so it's right in the middle. And so it's one of those ones that's where it's, you probably don't notice it, but you might not notice. You might notice it if it wasn't there.
Right. Yeah. No, it looks good. It looks like it's not lit. So then that's what you're looking for here.
That is what I'm looking for.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's very subtle and nicely balanced with the foreground and background. And yeah, no, it looks good.
All right. That is back to school. So I'll probably do a proper one next week, of course. So. Next week will be back to school again. That'll be the challenge. Do it again.
Okay.
No, but this got me to thinking. The topic this week is candid portraits.
Okay.
And I've been thinking about this lately because it used to be something I used to shoot a lot more of. Like just, you know, my kids doing something. Like I would say candids, but like candids kind of just, to me, screams that you're just out doing snapshots. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So, but candid portraits, I think you're putting a little more effort into the setup and the framing, but it's not your typical, hey, you look at the camera and smile kind of photo.
Right.
And so, rather than go into the great detail about how to set that up, what I was thinking about was, not set it up in terms of your subject matter, but what lens kind of camera combo would you... If you were to shoot something like that, like sort of a candid portrait type of thing, what combo would you start with?
Probably the 50mm.
It's like you read my notes, Adam.
Oh, no, I don't do that. I didn't even know there were notes, but yeah, probably the full frame for me, 6D, and the 50mm. Yeah.
That is correct. Okay. Not even up for debate. That is exactly what I wrote.
Okay.
Step one, use a 50 mil or equivalent. Now, I do like the 30 mil on the crop sensor too. I don't really make a big deal between those, but I did shoot the one you're looking at was the 5D Mark III with the 50 mil. And I used to shoot this way a lot more often than I do. Why did I stop? What caused me to stop? Why do you shoot with the 50 in this kind of situation a lot or what? What do you shoot with?
To do a candid shot?
I think just in general.
Oh,
usually, I would say.
I don't know. I use the 50 millimeter the least, I'd say.
Yeah. So why is that?
I don't know. I like the 70-200 because of the reach. So if mm-hmm. if I'm going to do something sports wise, especially if it's outside, then that gives me, the most kind of adaptability, I would say. And then if I'm just shooting a straight up portrait where the focus is going to be a little tighter, I like the depth of field and the bokeh of the 85mm. And so the 50mm to me is sort of like a good walk around. So, and I haven't been doing that lately. So therefore that's been on the camera the least. But when I think of a candid shot, I think of the 50mm as more or less what your eye would see when you're just kind of walking around. And that's why I would choose that if I was looking for something candid and then I want it to be believable that it was just something I happened across or saw. And I feel like that's what the 50mm sees.
Yeah, I've heard different reports. As some people say, "Oh no, your eye sees 35." I always thought it was 50, and 50 feels right to me as well. Generally, and so that's one of the big reasons I like it for that because it kind of stays out of the way.
Mm-hmm.
It in the photo itself.
Yeah.
It also stays out of the way on the camera.
True. Yeah.
Which is what I like. I mean, the 85 mil not so bad. But the 70 to 200 screams photographer.
Mm-hmm. Right.
which for sports, it doesn't matter. Like your son's, you know, busy playing third base. He's not, he doesn't care about the camera. However, if you know, you're walking around somewhere, you are very noticeable with that 70 to 200.
Right. Yeah.
And by your subject too. And sometimes when you're shooting a subject, just the mere presence of the photographer alters the content of the photo.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true.
And so in, and that's why I thought, you know what, in this case, like this, the 50 mil is subtle. It's small. It looks like a basic everyday lens.
Yeah.
Like if you just, if you're just walking around, no one's going to look at you and go, oh yeah, I'm going to steal that thing. Like it's just, no, it's just a, you know, it could be a kit lens. We don't know. So you don't stand out in a crowd and your subject can, I find, relax faster and get, you know, forget that you're there. So when you take these kinds of photos,
yeah,
what is, I guess I just, I answered what is good about it. What is, you know, is this the best? Is 50 mil the best setup for this technique?
I'm going to say it is in terms of what I have in my bag. So I don't have a better answer to that, but I'd say of you know, between the 70 to 200, the 85, the 50, and then a wide angle, I'll take the 50 every time on this.
Okay. What are, I have a couple other notes and I want to see if you can guess them. What are the other benefits of shooting with the 50 mil, the 50 mil lens specifically, not the 50 millimeter,
focal length,
but the actual 50 millimeter lens.
What are some of the benefits?
I'll give you a hint to speed this up.
Sure. Speed it up.
I love the aperture control you have with the 50 mil.
Right. It's a 1.4.
Correct. Well, I, even if he had the 1.8, I'm good with that one too. Yeah. The 1.2 obviously is great. I've never shot with it. It's a behemoth. I love the 1.4. I love the ability to open up as wide as you can. Like the shot in my daughter's room, I didn't really feel like having the whole room in focus. And so I, you know, that opens up to like, I think that was an f/2.8 maybe, which is about as wide as I could go without having, you know, being overexposed.
Right.
But on a kit lens, you're looking at like a 5.6 or something like that. You don't have the flexibility, even with the 70 to 200. I know you're at a longer focal length, but you're limited to an F4, which for the most part is fine. But you, every once in a while, you're running into a situation where you kind of need to go to F, you know, 1.8 or an F2 or something like that.
Yeah.
So having the 50 mil for that is fantastic. I also love the depth of field range that you get with the 50 mil lens.
Sure.
Because at F1.4, and if your subject is up close, man, that background goes out of focus really quick.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't have to. I mean, you can play with it. You have a lot of range. So it also allows you to hold focus across your subject a lot better than the 70 to 200 or the 85 mil.
Yes.
In terms of like keeping your nose and your ear in focus, or maybe you have two people in an image, I just find that keeping them in focus while still having a decent out of focus background, I wouldn't say it's easy to do, much easier to do with the 50 mil.
Yes, agreed. I'm fully in support of that.
What about including the subject's environment? Because with the 70 to 200 and the 85 mil, those are very isolating lenses.
Mm-hmm. Yep. No, that's another place where the 50 millimeter sings.
And that's what I don't do enough of. For some reason, I guess I kind of operate on a momentum basis. And I start going down that path of, well, I want to shoot everything, you know, I want to isolate my subject. And then there's times to do it. Like your shots this week are, that's what you should have done. You know, like you don't need to see all the trees and all that stuff. The focus there is your kid's smiles. You got it. But there's other times where I look and think, man, I need to get more environment. So maybe I'll shoot with the 50 mil more. What I like about the 50 is that it's actually long enough to be flattering to a subject,
mm-hmm.
but without being intrusive, which is a hipster thing to say.
Yeah.
But what you said, like what you said about it, sort of like the 70 to 200, if you're shooting at 200, you're now, you get the impression that you're kind of standing back in a kind of voyeuristic way.
Right.
Whereas with the 50, you're involved. Like you're sort of, you're meant to be there. That was too hipster. I'm a little worried now. Our hipster scale went off.
Yeah.
Hipster meter went off the scale.
The alarm, yeah.
Okay. But in a cool way, that's how I feel about it.
Okay.
So I'm going to start shooting a lot more with the 50 mil. That's what I'm getting at. I've had the 30 mil on the other one for a little while, but the 50 mil is going back on, and I'm going to shoot a bunch with that.
Okay.
All right. Monthly challenge is window light with a 50 mil, I guess.
Yeah.
Maybe. It is window light, hashtag two hosers monthly challenge, hashtag hey hosers on the Instagram, and we'll make, Adam will make fun of that at the end of the month.
Yeah.
Challenge for next week. Candid portrait with 50 mil.
Candid portrait with the 50 mil.
Well, it's just candid. It's candid portrait. You can do whatever you want, but after we just talked about the 50 mil, I feel like that's probably what you should do.
Okay. Candid okay. portrait.
Candid portrait. 50 mil or equivalent.
Gotcha.
But not for you. All right. Websites. Adam, where can people go to find your stuff?
They can go to adamschwartz.ca.
You can find mine at alanatridge.com or the two of us at twohosers.com, where you can go to find all the links, photos, everything we just talked about. And that's it. Until next week, get out there and make better photos.